Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
See someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Phone. Canary. Raffy.
From Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon.
Raffy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. How has your week been?
I've been pretty sick, I can't lie.
Oh no. Why don't you call me?
What were you going to do? I had Advil and throat lozenges. That was really the most I could do.
Everyone's been getting sick lately.
Everyone.
Did you manage to cook yourself some pasta?
No, but I had some friends over for Shabbos. They did it.
And you probably got them sick as well.
Probably.
Okay. Well.
We'll see you in a few days.
But you've been otherwise doing Otherwise, you've been doing good. But so you know what, Raffy? We are here at Home Sweet Home Audioversity, where we use this podcast as a.
I need an alternative to medicine today.
But as you guys know, this podcast is used an alternative to therapy.
It's true.
We have a very, very special guest that we're going to introduce very shortly. And I think we should get straight into it, Raffy.
Let's go.
Yalla.
Little does the podcast know how good my handstands are.
Okay.
My name is Gina Shankman, I'm from South Africa, and you're watching Audioversity.
From your sunny Texas. Raffy, we are here with a very, 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 very special guest, and I'm just going to...
A lot of berries.
Well, I think there are to be a lot of berries.
It's true.
Dope. Please introduce yourself, mystery guest.
Hi, I am Tony Rosenzweig, and if you don't recognize my voice, then clearly you don't listen to this podcast enough.
That's you.
what? Who?
Me?
Me?
You've been where?
No, what are you talking about? I am a third-year communication student. I work at the radio station here, which is why I know Gina and
Hello.
Raffy.
Yo.
And yeah, I'm excited to share some stories today.
Can you just do your famous line that you have in our podcast? You don't even know it?
Which one? The don't you hate it one?
Yes. Should we both try and like...
Don't
sound
you
like
hate it when?
Yeah. You go and then we'll see if we can sound like you.
How did I even do it? Did I do a question? Like, don't you hate it when? Or don't you hate it when?
There, that one.
Yeah, the second
and
one.
And then, but you did a question when you said Raffy's name.
Raffy, like, Raffy Solomon?
Yeah. I can't do it. My voice doesn't go that low.
It's a God-given gift. I don't know. Have my voice go that low?
So this is the guy that does our intro. Pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. Took us a while to get you on here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Raffy's giving you a round of applause. Amen. Amen, sister. Raffy, Tani, don't you hate it when you get mugged by a gang?
Yeah.
Sounds so relatable.
It sucks. Sounds, isn't it? It just happens every Tuesday, you know? Mm. It's the worst. Tani, it happened to you, right?
Oh, yeah, it did happen to me.
I wonder why we're bringing this up.
Crazy. Please, I need.
All right, it's a long story, so fasten your seatbelts and let's go. I saw, yeah, dude, we're ready. We're strapped,
I'm strapped in.
Yeah,
I'm like,
strapped in.
Ready, I live life on the edge.
I'm from Toronto originally, right? So
Canada.
You'd think like gang Toronto violence. What, Canada? Everyone's
it's
so,
so
nice.
Polite,
exactly.
Yeah,
well, not so much. I went to a high school called Char. It was the North Campus of Chat, the South Campus. and before my senior year, the two schools were going to merge. So some of my friends wanted to have like parties and little get-togethers and stuff like that to get to know each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Anna decided to host a big party in her backyard. Anna had a mansion, and her backyard was more of a sledding hill, like a...
Oh,
like a really
like in, you know, in Grown Ups 2, you know that big hill in the house?
I can't say I remember Grown Ups 2.
Okay, well, that was an awkward reference, but no one understands the reference.
Anyway, it's like there's her backyard's a little patio, and then it's this steep, steep, steep hill.
That
like,
sounds dangerous.
It's a really long, big hill, and then there's at the bottom there's like a little area with a trampoline and whatever. And in the wintertime, we did go sledding there. It's really fun.
That does sound pretty cool.
But it was the springtime, and she was hosting a party, and she said, "Tani, can I borrow your guitar amp to play music?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. If anything happens, just pay me back. She's got a mansion. She can pay me back. Like, I'm not worried, you know?"
Pay you back with a nicer one.
Exactly. I wasn't worried. I'm like, "Sure, you could borrow it. Like, it's not a big deal. We're a bunch of, like, Jewish,
you were pigeons.
Toronto high school kids, you know? I'm not worried anything's going to happen."
How old were you?
17. No, 16. Oh, almost 17.
Okay.
That's key. Almost 17.
Yeah. It's before senior year. I don't know. And my birthday's late in the year. Therefore, 16.
thank you for that info.
You're so welcome. Yeah, so she comes to pick up the amp, and I give it to her. And when I get to the party, you can hear like music blasting down the street. Like, it's loud. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever.
It's a vibe.
I haven't told the story in a while. I'm so excited. Where do I even start?
I'm dying to hear it.
So, just to give some context, Tani gave me like bits and pieces. Because obviously we wanted to use it for the episode.
I didn't want to spoil it. The music's crazy loud. People are just starting to show up, drinking, smoking. It's a high school party. Woot, woot.
Whoop, whoop.
more people start showing up and more people start showing up. And then some sketchy looking guys start showing up. And
that's always
like,
a good time.
Like guys who look like they're 25 years old. Probably were 25 years old. And
you will all see that, ugh.
And there's more people showing up, and people are just...
It's getting out of control.
It's getting out of control. And
where were her parents?
Well, her mom's like an illegal immigrant. We're not sharing this with her. I also don't know her. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Do we need to put like a disclaimer on the episode? Everything said may or may not be true.
May not be
so
accurate. No. That I actually don't know. I know that she does not speak English so well because...
We're just assuming.
Clearly, the dad makes the money.
Probably. I'm gonna assume. But
I wouldn't assume. Strange days we live in.
No. I think so.
Thank you for not assuming, Raffy.
I'll tell you why I know she doesn't speak English, but that's at the end of the story.
Okay.
Her parents were somewhere.
Whatever. They weren't at the house.
People started getting their stuff stolen. Shoes, sunglasses. Even though it was nighttime, so I don't know why they're wearing sunglasses. Hats.
Oh, no, I always sunglasses at night.
It's a party. No, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking you guys were going to judge me for being, people wear sunglasses at night. Forget it. Doesn't matter. Okay. Continue. Keep going.
Yeah, we got pressed about that.
And
fast.
I'm like, people are going to steal the speaker. Like, this my amp. They're going to steal it. 100% they're going to steal it.
Because they're stealing shoes.
There's a bunch of guys stealing it. Like one of my good friends, Sam, he was, there was this big, big white guy. Who was like the leader of this gang. And he like put his foot next to his and was like, "Oh, what size are those?" And he bolted. He's like, no, that's not happening. Like,
Usain Bolt got nothing on him.
This guy is 6'5", at least in my 17-year-old mind. He's not big muscly, but like big.
He's stocky.
Yeah. He's a big guy. And remember that guy for later.
Can we give him a name just for Raffy and I to remember?
I actually think that's a phenomenal idea. What's like the weightiest, trashiest name you know?
Drake.
Eric.
No.
What? What?
Drake.
What are you talking about?
Drake just came to my head.
Okay.
No. Not Eric. Maybe something like Stefan.
No.
No, that's a black name.
That's not even English. Like
Stephen.
Nah, that's like Cracker.
Henry.
That's
Henry.
Cracker. Henry also Cracker. No.
We need
Chad. All right, we'll say Chad.
No, that's my brother's name.
No, Chad was one of the guys who was at the party.
Oh, yeah, Chad's my brother.
Of course
brother.
He was.
Yeah.
What about
Brad.
Jake?
What about Brad?
Jacob. Brad.
Brad. We'll go with Brad. Brad's
Does
a great
Brad
name.
Work?
Brad's an all right name.
Okay.
This is Brad.
I just found something that rhymes with
what
Chad.
About Josh?
No,
too many Joshes. Brad. Anyway, so
Bradley.
Brad's freaking crazy. Brad was like, Brad and his little gang were stealing stuff. I went to a bunch of my friends who were drunk out of their minds, and I'm like, dude, they're gonna steal my amp. I promise.
Were you drinking at this point?
No, I didn't drink. I don't remember why. Probably because I didn't get my hands on any. Like that.
You know us.
My parents were away for the weekend, so I was staying at my friend's place.
Okay.
Which is also crucial information to the story. I should have started with that.
So you're staying at your friend's...
Hold up. No, I'm starting again.
Okay.
I was staying at my friend's place for the weekend, and he had a date. So he dropped me off at the party and left.
Oh, so he was like, okay, cheers.
He was like, cheers. I'm going on a date.
How did the date go?
Pretty good. They did it for a few months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You took one for the team, essentially.
He had to leave in the middle, but it's fine.
You took one for the team.
He just dropped me off at the party. I got a ride to the party there and back. Anyway, so...
Okay, so now we're back. So
back at the party, back. People are sketchy. I go to all my friends. I'm like, listen, they're going to steal his amp. I know it. And they're like, no, it's so heavy. There's a huge hill. Are they going to carry it up? You're fine, whatever. I'm like...
They're like 25.
Fine, whatever. They're like probably even 30 at this point. I don't even know, man. It was crazy. There was one extension cord running from the house all the way down the hill.
How long was this extension cord?
Probably like 4 or 5 combined. I don't know. It's an they have power anyway.
Okay.
So there's one extension cord that's running from the house all the way down the hill to the party, and the power is supplying for just lights and music.
Okay.
So it's a speaker and some like fairy lights that they put around the place. All of a sudden, the lights and the music go out, and I'm like, oh shit! No! It's happening right now. So I ran to the speaker.
What time is this? Do you know?
Can you
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Like,
is it dark out? It's dark. It's dark. Mm. It's like nighttime.
Did you just were like, huh? Like you?
I knew. I had gut feeling. I knew, and I ran to the speaker. The guy who was playing music was some stoned out of his mind, like 20-year-old.
So it was easy.
I don't even know who he was. Okay. And I'm like, listen, if people try to steal this, like, stand up with me. Like, I need your help. He's like, yeah, sure, bro. Like.
You could have asked a worse person. You couldn't have asked a better person.
No one was believing me. I went to like all my friends. They were like, "You're tripping. Like you're tripping. Like fuck off." So I went to the speaker and I was the guy there. I'm like, "Listen, stand up with me." He's like, "Yeah, I got you, dude." And I swear, like it was a movie. All of a sudden, I was encircled by like 15, 20 guys.
Like, why are you laughing?
No. It's hilarious. It's like they all happen to be walking by, and then they all turn in, and you're encircled. Like, I promise you, I was like, oh, shit. So it's me and this one guy.
It sounds to me like a crazy game of, like, musical chairs. Like, they're all going in a circle, and then boom, stop. And they're all just kind of look. Music's out, and they just kind of look at you.
Except
you're the chair.
Yeah, a little bit more deadly.
I felt like I was in a movie.
Did you feel like you were going to die?
I didn't know.
Okay, So you had a stoned guy.
Stoned guy.
And you?
That's it.
And the
that's
okay,
it.
Sick. Awesome.
That's it.
Zero. Okay.
The guy on my left, one of the guys in the circle, he picked up this amp, and it's big enough that you could pick it up with one hand, but if I put a little bit of weight on it, it's going back down. So he picks it up, he goes, let's move it up the hill where there's power. And in my head, I'm thinking, genius. Sick idea to get it up the hill and then steal it from there. So smart. So I push it down, I'm like, no, we'll wait for the power to come back on. How I had the balls to do that, I have no idea. No idea.
I'm like gobsmacked.
No, I had no idea. It was just fully instinctive.
Adrenaline.
And the stoner guy, he was like, guys, it's his speaker. We'll do whatever he wants. Brad picks him up with one hand by his shirt. One hand. No one was talking to you. Spits in his face and throws him out with the same hand. I'm shitting my pants. What the fuck?
No, are you serious?
I promise you. I promise
you. And you just said to them now that, that's no, the speaker stays here.
I said, we're waiting for power to come back on. And then the same guy picks it up and goes, we're moving up the hill where there's power. And I'm like, nah. Like, I pushed it down
are
again.
You stupid.
What else am I supposed to do?
Be
thrown! My grandfather got it for me. What am I going to do? These guys go.
Wait, like full on elevated him off the ground.
Yes, he fully picked him up with one hand by his shirt.
That's fucked up.
I felt like I was in a movie. Then he goes, let's move it up the hill where there's power. He says it again, and I push it back down. I'm like, no, we're waiting for the power to go back on. I'm like hoping that people around the circle just, you know, I don't even know what.
No one can see you at this point because it's dark.
Not true. There's one person who could see me, but I'll get to that later.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay.
A guy from behind me puts me in a chokehold. Another four guys just start wailing on me. Oof. And then they throw me to the ground. I get up and I see I get up and I was thinking to myself, Canada. Did I black out or was I like, am I seeing things like, I don't even know. I just wasn't expecting it.
It's just trippy.
And then I see these guys like struggling up the hill with the thing and I start running after them and I think to myself, I don't need to get hurt. If they have like knives or whatever. That was the first thing that came to my head. I'm like, they might have knives. I'm not doing it.
Did you stop running?
I went to my friend and I said, they stole my speaker and he's drunk out of his mind. He's like, what? What are you talking about? I went up to the house, this mansion, and there was like this one room that was available to people to like to hang out in more or less. And it was just a bunch of like girls from my grade being like, oh my God, it was so scary. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, they just stole my speaker. What am I? They just stole me, whatever.
I could just see this noodle armed person going,
and all of a sudden, my friend who was a grade above me, his name was Gabby. He comes running down the stairs from inside the house already. He's like, what happened? What's going on? And like, I grabbed him. I held him. He was like, he kind of an older brother for me. So I like, he grabbed me and he's like, I'm going to kill these guys. I'm going to kill them. And I'm like, just stop. And I cried in his arms in front of like all these girls in my grade. And I was like so embarrassing, but not the point. How did Gabby know? How did he know? David.
Who's David?
I'm forgetting his last name. David blah, 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 was my ex's cousin. He was right outside the circle. He was there. He's this short little nothing guy. And he was about to jump into the circle. He was going to, and his girlfriend said, listen, if you go in there and danger, put yourself in danger, I'm breaking up with you. So he's like, all right, good luck, Tony. like he was
you
like, all right.
Lying.
No, straight up. You know. I was just like shook by that. And then...
You must have
he called Gabby.
Fries before guys kind of guys.
He called Gabby, and Gabby was all the way up the hill on the other side of the mansion in his car making out with this girl.
The girl that said if you leave.
No. The girl that said if you leave was next to the circle with David.
She was.
Yeah. She was right next to him. He was with this other girl. So Gabby gets a few phone calls from David, and he's like, shut up, go away. I'm like, I'm with this girl in my car. And finally he picks up, he goes, what? Tony's getting mugged. He chucks this girl off him. Like physically throws her and runs out of the car. And that's when I ran into him in that room. Okay. So he's with me the entire time. He's a big, strong guy, right?
He could fuck shit up.
No.
Okay.
Brad is too big. No, Brad is too big.
Brad will stay
Gabby,
on you.
Gabby could get a few guys, but not Brad. Okay. Brad's ridiculous, dude. Oh, my God. That's... Wow. So...
You're then in the house. You've continue. Just seen him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I call my friend.
Who's on the date.
I'm like.
You've called block two like, people like, now.
I need you to come over and pick me up. I just got mugged. And he's like, what? So we had to leave this girl, but it was fine because they went out for another few months afterwards. He comes to pick me up. We go to his house, and he's like, you have to tell my parents, and you have to call your parents. And I'm like, okay. So my parents were at a casino.
Sorry?
Like 2 hours north. They were my whole family was away at our vacation home, a cottage, whatever you want to call it. It's Canada. What do you want from me?
Okay.
It's Saturday night. They're at a casino.
Fun.
And I call my mom.
In tears.
I told his parents first, and they're like, you need to tell your parents. So I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I'm okay,
but
I got mugged. And she's like, what? Yeah, she's just speak to your father. She puts my dad on the phone. My dad's like, what's up? I'm like, Dad, I'm okay, but I got mugged. He's like, what do you mean? And I told him the whole story or whatever version. He goes, all right, I'm hanging up on you. I'm calling the police. Like, not 911, but like a number
for
whatever.
For the police specifically?
Like a, I don't even know.
Investigation.
I don't know if it's an investigation, but it was a different number. Or maybe he called 911 and then I got called by some other number. Anyways, he's like, I'm coming to you now. He's 2 hours away. He made it in like 45 minutes because that's my dad. But that's my dad. That's my dad when he's not rushing to get anywhere. He's just ridiculous driver.
It's just my dad.
He
so
gets
now
there.
They're at your friend. You're all at his.
We're all at his house. The police came. I'm in the front of the police car, like like reporting some stuff. And then the police are like, all right, let's go to the house.
You're like, no.
So I'm like, oh my God. Like,
Are we doing this now?
I'm the snitch going to the party to shut it down with the cops? What? So So we get to the party.
What time is this?
Oh, this is late now.
Like 1 in the morning, 2.
I'd say 1:32-ish.
Okay.
So the police get there, and the police
is the party still booming?
No, because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
After I left, these idiots made a mistake and stole some dude's like $200 Gucci sunglasses, whatever. This kid has cousins in like the Jewish, Italian, whatever sort of mafia. So he called up his cousins and they came and there was a full-on brawl on this hill. Two kids ended up in the hospital. It was like, I don't know anything about
it.
Did
someone fuck up Bradley?
No, definitely not. No
Bradley's
way.
Untouchable.
No chance. No, I have no idea. There was this other kid who went to a different high school, heard about the party. I think they broke his nose like badly and he was in the hospital. But when we got there with the police, there were like kids unconscious, like drunk unconscious on the front lawn. So not even like behind the mansion with the hill, whatever.
And that was, oh my God.
In the front lawn. And the police like are poking him, like kicking with his foot and like, get up, like go home. And like their friend, it was ridiculous. They go to the front door to be like, where are your parents? And it's the mom who doesn't speak any English. That's why.
So the parents are home.
She's Russian. I don't think the dad was home. I think just the mom. But
what the fuck was the mom doing?
Probably just hanging out. I don't know.
Whatever Russian moms do.
In mansions with only two kids and like...
In Canada.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit sus.
Why is that sus?
I don't know
what she was doing. She was just there and then she knew stuff was going on. She knew like... stuff was happening, but she can't call the cops because then she's gonna be like, first of all, she can't even speak English. Second of all, she's like, what is she gonna say? I was hosting a party for my daughter who
is underage.
Exactly.
So did you ever get the amp back?
No, but people in the grade did pool money together to aww, pay me back. Yeah. And then my dad was like, where do you want to go? Do you want to stay home or do you want to go back up north with us back like to the vacation? I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, I don't know, I'm nothing better to do. I'm not going to sleep tonight anyway. So I went home and like, it's a house on a lake. So I'm sitting on the dock and I'm like, in my 16-year-old mind, I'm like, nothing's ever going to be the same again. I'm like, it's different now. Things are different now. Exactly.
What's this like?
Yeah. And that.
You probably felt like, I tried.
That is the story of when I got mugged by a gang.
Wow.
I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't. There was Chance the Music playing at some point, and whenever I listen to Chance the Music, it reminds me.
You just
Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper. Oh, Chance the Music. That's tough. Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Music.
Chance the Music. Well, clearly I don't listen to him, right?
Does it bring I associate PTSD
Chance the Rapper with
getting
that party
by Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't know whatever happened to Bradley.
No, I remember that the cops. We're looking at Craigslist or whatever.
For your amp?
For the amp.
And nothing.
They found one, but that's where my grandfather bought it. So, no, it wasn't. It was nothing.
Were you upset that you never got to...
No, I'm like happy I'm alive, you know?
Can't believe you lifted that DJ and threw him.
One hand. I had friends who got so scared they walked back. There was one friend who literally walked back home 2 hours, drunk out of his mind, slept on a park bench. They stole his shoes, so he was barefoot.
He looked like, homeless.
He was literally homeless. And he managed to get, like, so close to... He was, like, 2 minutes away from his house and collapsed on a park bench.
Like, you're
like, so close.
I don't...
This is a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
You're drunk as hell as a party, and then...
No shoes.
Someone's just like, what size are your shoes? It's like, what? Did you just say Gina?
I'm pretty sure I almost got sex trafficked. Not mugged, but I say this.
I wish I was wanted that bad.
It's not as cool as your story. Don't worry, it's not going to top it.
I don't really know how cool sex trafficking can get.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, hey? I was at this club. I can't remember the name of the club. And it was really, really sus. Like, these two guys, like older men, were just really sussing me out the whole time. But I needed the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and then these two random girls came up to me. Never met them in my entire life. They didn't ask me my name, where I'm from. They were like, "How old are you?" I was like, "Well, why do you need to know that?" She goes, "No, we just need to know how old are you."
Is it in the bathroom?
This is in the bathroom of the club. And then I was like, listen, I'm old enough to be in the club. Like I said that and I walked out, and then I saw these two girls walk with two guys that were like staring at me and like my group of friends. And I said to my friend saying, I'm dipping. But I didn't get mugged though, and I never came face to face with Brad.
Yeah, no, it was scary.
Did you, like, you said you got, like, punched in the face.
Stomach. The choke, it was a bad chokehold. I remember my reaction to the chokehold was like...
You're like, oh, this is shit.
No. I was like, get off of me. I was like, what? You know? It wasn't like, it was like you're trying to choke me. I get it. And then they were like, bah, bah, oh, fuck.
And then you're like, oh, okay.
And just threw me onto the ground. Nothing crazy. Nothing too bad. Nothing. As in, like, no long-term injuries. Like,
just trauma. Like, you can't listen to Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Music.
Now, do you think they purposely took out the lights?
Yeah, 100%. Oh. What do you mean? They unplugged the cord.
Oh, whoops, waved them.
Yeah, and then they were like, we're going to wait for the power to come back on. They were the ones who took out the power.
Tani, it's been a pleasure. Rafi.
Gina.
Have a wonderful week. And I hope you can actually cook pasta. We'll see you guys next time. Make sure to follow Core Audioversity on all social media platforms, as well as if you enjoyed this episode, like, follow, and make sure to share it. Bye! And now you guys are going to witness things that did not make the cut in this recording and are also completely out of context. I hope you guys enjoy. Rafi asked me a very intelligent question. He was like, you know, we're going to end off on this because, you know, that must have brought up a lot of trauma for you.
No, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah. Disney shows. If you could star in any Disney show, what would it be?
Austin and Ally. Easy call.
I can see
she
that.
She said I can't do Disney XD.
No, because he was...
Is Austin and Ally XD?
No.
I'm
wait,
just saying
Tani,
like...
Wait, no. He was like, which Disney? And I was like, you gotta be specific.
Not true.
Disney or Disney XD?
Not true. I said, are we including movies? You're like, no, only shows. I'm like, okay, fair.
But
Teen
that's
Titans
not a,
Go.
But Teen
is
Titans
Disney?
Is part of Disney,
Disney
XD.
I didn't know that.
Disney XD.
No,
I
changed. No,
channel 303.
I'm with Rafi. Yeah. Oh, you see how I did that? You see
this
what I did there?
This is fucking disgusting.
My favorite show. What's your favorite show of all time, Gina?
like Disney or
any TV show? I know mine. It's Locked and Loaded.
Go.
Dog with a Blog.
Crazy. I was thinking about that show today.
Oh my god, that is such a good show.
I saw a dog on the street and I was like, oh, that's a dog with a blog dog.
That's a dog with a blog dog.
On the way to the radio station. I'm not even kidding.
Do you know what a shit show was?
Total Drama Island.
No,
you're wrong for that.
That's get out. Get out.
You're wrong.
Saying total
drama. Similar to what you just said, I'm actually afraid of the dark.
I am too.
And so at one point, I say one point as if this wasn't like a year and a half ago. I was, it was very late, like probably midnight. I was in my house. My parents were asleep and I was in the kitchen getting something. And the kitchen light was the only light turned on in the house. So I got my food and then I was ready to leave the kitchen, but I don't leave the light on. That's, you know, insensitive. So I was like, all right, I'm going to turn this light off. I'm going to run. I'm going to bolt it to my room.
Obviously, as one does.
But I realized, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to my room. Actually, I want to use the bathroom. I'm going to bolt to the bathroom.
But now you're stuck in the bathroom. And
No. I'm in the kitchen and I'm ready to like hit the lights and run to the bathroom. And so I do that. Boom. Lights out. Dart. I'm running. Like, I'm not thinking. I'm just running. I run with my right foot. I run it into the door, which is slightly open. So one of my toes is messed up.
Did you break it?
I probably. I don't know.
What do you mean you probably?
Like, I don't know. I never got it checked out.
He's scared of the dark.
Right from Sesame Street.
That's actually pretty good.
I'm Ralph the Dog. I play the piano.
I don't know other characters.
Oh, damn.
That's what
I'm doing. I'm doing Muppets impressions here. And I'm
the only one I remember is, like, I remember characters. The only voice I remember is Kermit.
What about Miss Piggy?
I don't think I can replicate that.
Miss Piggy's hot.
Do you want me to do Miss Piggy?
Yeah.
Grimmy! Oh, it's Grimmy! Grimmy, let's get married!
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon?
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.